This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today announced a special economic package of $175 million for the Seychelles. Addressing the joint press conference after meeting the President of the Seychelles, Dr. Patrick Hermani, in New Delhi, the Prime Minister said that this package will support social housing, e-mobility, vocational training, health, defence and maritime security.
Vikas Sajedari, Bharat Seychelles sambandhon ki majboot neev rahi hai. Hamare sabhi prayas Seychelles ki prathmiktaon aur aavashyaktaon par aadharit hai. Is disha mein aage badhte hue, aaj hum $175 million ke स्पेशल इकोनॉमिक पैकेज की घोषणा करने जा रहे हैं. यह पैकेज सोशल हाउसिंग, ई मोबिलिटी, वोकेशनल ट्रेनिंग, स्वास्थ्य, रक्षा और मैरीटाइम सिक्योरिटी जैसे क्षेत्रों में ठोस परियोजनाओं को सपोर्ट देगा.
इंडिया एंड सेशल्स ऑल्सो साइंड 7 मेमोरेंडम ऑफ अंडरस्टैंडिंग और MOUs अक्रॉस वेरियस सेक्टर्स इंक्लूडिंग हेल्थ, मीटियोरोलॉजी, इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स एंड इन्फॉर्मेशन टेक्नोलॉजी and good governance. On the occasion, Mr. Modi said that India and Seychelles are connected not just by geography, but by history, trust and shared vision for the future. President of the Seychelles, Dr. Patrick Hermani, said that his visit reflects long-standing friendship and mutual respect between both the countries. President Draupadi Murmu today received Seychelles President Patrick Hermani at Rashtrapati Bhavan and hosted a banquet in his honour. Welcoming the President, President Murmu said that India's relationship with Seychelles is based on mutual trust and respect and shared belief in democracy and pluralism. She said the waves of the Indian Ocean and the deep cultural links between our people binds us together. President Murmu said this year, Seychelles is celebrating 50 years of its independence and we are also commemorating the 50th anniversary of India-Seychelles diplomatic relations. Both the leaders agreed that there is immense potential between both the nations to further deepen the bilateral cooperation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with students during the 9th edition of popular interactive program Pariksha Pe Charcha. In the second video episode released today, the Prime Minister was seen addressing the students and telling them how to overcome stress and anxiety during exams and also inspiring students to look beyond exams, focusing on life skills, sports, creativity and self-growth. The Prime Minister encouraged students to begin their entrepreneurial journey with small startups, saying that big ideas often grow from modest beginnings. The Prime Minister said, without discipline, inspiration alone is ineffective. On maintaining the balance between studies and passion, the Prime Minister said that students should not view academics and creative pursuits as separate or as opposing paths. The Lok Sabha was adjourned twice before being adjourned for the day following opposition's uproar. When the House assembled at 2 p.m. after the second adjournment, the presiding officer tried to take up discussion on Union Budget 2026-27 and called the Congress MP Shashi Tharoor to speak. However, Mr. Tharoor requested the chair to allow the leader of the opposition, Mr. Rahul Gandhi, to speak, who wanted to speak on other issues before the discussion. Presiding Officer Sandhya Ray said that she has not received any notice from the LOP and if he wants to speak on the budget, he can be allowed. Mr. Gandhi alleged that he was not allowed to speak before the budget discussion despite assurance by the Speaker during the meeting with some senior Congress members. The Supreme Court today directed that the Special Intensive Revision or SIR of electoral rolls in West Bengal must continue without any hindrance while extending the deadline for scrutiny of documents by 1 week. A bench led by Chief Justice Suryakant, along with Justices Joy Maria Bakshi and Vipul Pancholi, emphasized that the court would intervene only on procedural matters if necessary, but stressed that no disruption of SIR would be tolerated. In shooting, the Indian trio of Isha Singh, Manu Bhakkar and Ridhim Sangwan have clinched the gold in women's 25-meter pistol team event at the Asian Rifle Pistol Championship in New Delhi today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.